We are talking about Captain America in our superhero series today. We are talking about who he is and kind of how he matches up with who we should be. Captain America, his name is Steve Rogers. He grew up, his mom and dad, Sarah and Joseph, both died basically before he was, I think, 14. He then wants to join the army, but he's so tiny, he's not allowed to. The army rejects him during the time of World War II, and so he's not able to join. Then, all of a sudden, here comes this group called this Strategic Scientific Reserve, who ultimately becomes SHIELD. They have this scientist from Germany who created this super soldier serum. He's injected with it. Then he becomes a super soldier, which enhances pretty much anything, any attribute of a human being. So, sight, hearing, he's super strong, super fast. He has an extremely strategic mind because he's able to access more of his brain. So he reacts faster. Everything he does is just better than the normal human. Only it's not just kind of better; it's way better. And so then ultimately he does different things. He fights Red Skull, who is part of the German regime, and he does all of this stuff, but his name is Captain America. And it's interesting because he actually, when they named him Captain America, they didn't plan on him having any sort of patriotic aspect to him. He just kind of took that on. They named him Captain America simply because he was from America fighting the Germans, and that's it. He's one of the more honorable people, even when it comes to a superhero. He's one of the few that can lift Thor's hammer, which means he's humble. He shows honest humility and true humility. He's now the leader, one of the leaders of the Avengers. Wasn't originally in the Avengers, but now is, and so. There's a lot of things to Captain America that I find intriguing. The first question that often comes to my mind, though, when it comes to guys like Captain America is, what makes a superhero a superhero? And I thought about it, you know, they have an affinity to do good, so they see good and they try to do good for people. They save lives. They get the call. They don't hesitate. They're courageous. There's so many aspects to that. They have powers. Some of them are superpowers. Some of them are just power, like they're powerful people. As in, like Batman, he's a superhero, but his power comes from his wealth and his intellect. So superheroes often have like attributes to them that make them superheroes. So what makes them different than supervillains is often their motive. You know, I think about us as Christians. I look at what makes us a Christian is, one, Jesus dying on the cross for us, but then there's attributes of a Christian that we have to follow through. See, Steve Rogers wasn't a superhero until he had the serum. We're not a Christian until we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior who saved us from our sins. Now, since we've established our identity, now we have attributes that follow. In Romans 12, we see the marks of a true Christian. Verse 9, it says, "Let love be genuine, abhor what is evil, hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection, outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit, serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints, and seek to show hospitality." Just like a superhero has attributes that he holds by, Christians do as well. And we have these things that they don't make us a Christian, but they're almost like a byproduct of our Christianity. And what I mean by that is, I would even go as far as to say, what is your motive behind the things you do? Oftentimes, when we see marks of a true Christian here, we can look at certain people and go, their love's not genuine. You know, what's up there? Or, man, that person like really rejoices in evil. And that's kind of fishy. And I think we wouldn't be calling Captain America a superhero if he was doing bad things or doing the opposite of what we believe a superhero should be doing. Like, he'd be super, but he wouldn't be a hero. He would be more of a villain. And that's the thing here as Christians. When we look at our attributes, what are our motives behind our attributes, like, or what we're doing? So if our love's supposed to be genuine, what is making it genuine? See, we can't turn this list into a checklist. Otherwise, we're doing checklist Christianity, which is a no-no. Which means we're doing it based off of what others think, or if we're trying to prove to ourselves that we're a Christian, or if we're trying to work our way into being with Jesus in heaven. Our love for Christ and our love for people ought to be the things that drive us to do this list. So when we go to church, we do it because we love Jesus. We serve because we love Jesus and we love people. And that love for Jesus ultimately is the cup that fills up first, and that overflows into our love for people, which ultimately is still that cup is overflowing as well. And so when we see this, we go, well, what does this look like in our lives? Like, so we have an understanding of we need to our love to be genuine. We need to hate what is evil. We need to hold fast. What does this look like? Well, in verse 14, it says it's the examples here. It says, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. These are all examples of what you should be doing if you say you are a Christian. And so if Captain America says he's a superhero, he ought to be doing superhero things. If I claim Christianity, these are things I should be doing. They shouldn't be the checklist of the day, but they should be something that I'm doing naturally because what Jesus is doing in my heart. Does that make sense? I hope so, because these are things that we struggle with all the time, but these are things we're striving to do. Another thing is this stuff's written all over in the Bible. We should be doing these things. We have to be doing these things because this is what our God has called us to do. So I hope that in your life, as you're walking along with Jesus hand in hand, that you are striving to be better, but you're doing it because you love God and you love people, not because you have something to prove. Jesus already proved that. Jesus already did all of your proving, but he did it his way. And so, which is, to me, all we do is ask him to save us and put our eternity in his hands. And then we do what we're told to do in aspects like these. So let me read this, the first part of this list one more time. Let love be genuine, abhor what is evil, hold fast to what is good, love one another with brotherly affection, outdo one another in showing honor, do not be slothful in zeal, be fervent in spirit, serve the Lord, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer, contribute to the needs of the saints, and seek to show hospitality. And I hope that is you, and I hope that's what you're striving to do, and I hope that's what I'm striving to do as a Christian.